Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, E-U-F-Y.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Here we are again, the live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast, brought to you today by TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. Man, we had a great time last time we got together. For Paintball War number 11. And looking to do it again in probably, I don't know, 5-6 weeks, something like that. But great fun. And something that they just added there to TC Paintball. If your kids like playing Nerf Battle, you know, they've got something new there that is, it's Nerf Battle on, like, steroids, okay? If they like Nerf Battle or they like Airsoft, you know, this is like that. So there's no paint splattering. Or anything like that. And you wear, like, the protective eye gear. If you get one in the face, not going to lie, it hurts a little. No big deal, but these kids are tough. And then the jelly ball guns is what they're called, jelly ball. They're about the size of a marble, jelly, inside, soft. You can shoot them like rapid fire. So you pull down and just like, you know, and you're in this close quarter battle room they have, which is all these sharp corners. You're inside. It's awesome. So that's a new attraction at TC Paintball right here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You need more info, go to their website, tcpaintballgr.com. Ask about Jelly Ball. $25 per person. You play for 3-4 hours. Everybody loses their mind. It's great. Excuse me. You will love Jelly Ball, part of TC Paintball. Okay. If your car breaks down, I want you to take it to Irvine's Auto Repair Grand Rapids Hybrid. Of course, right here in West Michigan, reach out to them at 616-532-6600. Domestic, Asian, European models, anything at all you need done on a vehicle. You do it at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. I took the Civic there to get an oil change. And when they give you the oil change, they check over the whole car. And then, like, I get an email. It says, first of all, your tires are shot. And I had planned on getting new ones. They go, and you need a wheel alignment so that when you do get the new tires, it doesn't wear them inappropriately. Okay. Got the snowies put on. As soon as I got them put on, I went up, back over to Irvine's and got the wheel alignment. They are the best. Please, if you are in and around West Michigan, 616-532-6600. It is Monday, January 25th. 2021.
But make no mistake.
There we are.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection against the United States.
Hello, this is Rick from TC Paintball.
Love you so much.
To the Eric Zane Show. Listen in while slapping a knee or through gritted teeth. Hear all of Eric's opinions, even the correct ones.
Thank you, Rick. And now, here's your host, Eric Zane. What's up? You're like, what the hell, Eric? An on-time start? Yeah, well, there's a reason for that. I had to. Thanks for being part of the Eric Zane Show podcast. This is a daily show where I talk news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Monday through Friday. At about 8 a.m. today, I actually started on time, which is just completely ridiculously rare. An on-time start for today's show. First of all, let's go over how you get it. You can get the show live, video live stream on Facebook, facebook.com/Eric Zane fan page. That's brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid. We're on Twitter, a Periscope video brought to you by Blue Frost IT. On Facebook, please share that thing. Share it right now. Hit the button. Pause what you're doing. Share it. I need that. Thank you for the help. On Twitter, please, if you could retweet it with a quote, say something nasty, that would be fun. And then, of course, on the almighty YouTube, Eric Zane Show on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Hit the bell notification. And then the thumbs up. That's brought to you by F45 Training in Byron Center, Michigan. And wherever you download podcasts, you can get the audio of this show. Okay? I prefer Apple Podcasts, but you can pick whichever one you want. Or just copy the RSS feed from my website, ericzaneshow.com. Put it into your little spot on your player. And then you have the show. Okay, I'm on Patreon too, patreon.com/Eric Zane. More on that a little later on. Email, Shoreliner Striping Inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. And on Instagram. Instagram is Eric Zane Show, brought to you by the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. The show is coming to you from the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio. How about all these sponsors? That's what you got to do when you want to when you do this for a living, okay? You sell the shit out of it. Sell, sell, sell. Okay. So welcome in. Hello to everybody. That clip of Chuck Schumer at the beginning is what a ridiculously legendary thing to say. Here he is on the in the chamber there. And he's seriously introducing the articles of impeachment or whatever the hell he was for Trump. And he ruins the word insurrection. My God.
But make no mistake.
Awesome.
There will be a trial. And when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection. Oh. Against the United States.
And he had a face, too. If you've seen that clip, and I'll link it up on the comments of the podcast and at In the News, when he said it, he went, oh, like he just, like he winced, and it was just spectacular to see. Damn it, was that funny. Holy shit. You know, and the thing about that is, that clip is awesome. It's a very, very funny clip. And people have so gotten away from any bit of, everything that comes out of someone's mouth has to be, you have to respond with vitriol, right? Because You know, I tweet that out, and then somebody makes a quote or a comment about libtards, using that term libtards, which I just fucking hate that term. And it's like, just shut the fuck up and laugh. Would you just laugh at that? He just said the erection. Okay, now that is classic. Okay, you must see some degree of comedy in this. Holy shit, is that awesome. Chuck Schumer, congratulations. But all right. So that was kind of like it, as the week wound down last week. That was a big, big high point of it. Welcome to each and every one of you, Dean. Democrats. Way to go, Dean. Yeah, way to start a fight. Should I just like block you? What the fuck? Why does everything out of Dean's mouth have to be somewhat sideways? Can you just maybe rattle off a few little wins where you say something actually that's not asshole-ish for just a minute or two? Is that even possible? Holy crap. What are you doing, man? Anyway, don't take that too personal. Please don't. Okay. So anyway, as we get started, the Super Bowl is set. And first of all, before I get into this, you need to know that today's a little bit of a weird day because what was supposed to be the dental appointment last week, which blew up in my face, is now happening today. Today is the day that's happening. And it's happening. I will be at the dentist in 50 minutes. So, boy, what to do? So what we're going to do today is I'm going to... Well, I'm basically just starting the show and rattling off, 30 minutes or so of it, maybe a little under that, and then putting the brakes on it. And I'll come back after the dentist appointment and continue to talk about what I want to talk about for this podcast day. So we have to break it up, unfortunately. But I have no choice because if I don't get in there today, I don't get in for months. Then they're locked down with, they just don't have any openings. So I don't have to deal with having to wait for somebody to cancel or wait even longer than I need to for my teeth to get cleaned. It's been a year and, you know, it's supposed to be every 6 months. And right now, if you're hearing this and you haven't gotten your teeth cleaned, you're like, oh, God, and it's probably making you feel bad. But you should get your damn teeth cleaned every 6 months, okay? You're getting tartar all on your teeth. That's that hardened shit. And it's going to end up pulling your gum line away from your tooth, which makes you susceptible to infection, gingivitis. Oh, my God. Before you know it, you got these crazy looking meth head teeth. Get your teeth clean. So I bring this up because I've got a family member who I don't even know. I better not even go into that. Yeah, that's going to get me into trouble. Let me just say, get your teeth clean. It's very, very important. Don't wait. I feel bad just waiting more than 6 months, and I had to do that because of the pandemic. I think that's why I waited. But if you're like me, as you get closer to it, you're like paying attention and hoping to God that you don't have any cavities or anything like that. And I'm always like, with every little tooth pain, I'm like, oh God, that's it. That's the big one. I'm going to need a root canal. I've had great luck over the years. The first 50 years of life, I've had no real major issues at all, not a one. I've heard that tooth pain is some of the worst pain you could possibly have. My God, that and your back. The teeth versus back. What hurts worse? What's going to cause you more trouble? I have been blessed to not have either. But my God. So that is today. The freaking Super Bowl is set. Wow. Let me just start with the game that finished late last night or later, and that is the Chiefs taking it out on the poor Buffalo Bills. And honestly, I knew that was going to happen, and I see that happening again in the actual Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is probably going to rewrite the record books. And the guy is going to have to rewrite them written by the guy he's playing because he's on a trajectory right now to do just that. Now, can he maintain it for 20 more years or so? Maybe, maybe not. But he's at least got a shot. And I think I'm going to be jumping around here. I think what stands out to me right away is the fact since 2001, okay, when Brady won his first Super Bowl, who I think he was 25, 24, something like that. He's very, very young. From 2001 to 2021, this will be the 20th Super Bowl. Brady's been in 10 of them. 10! Son of a bitch. My gosh. It's crazy when an incredible performance by the Kansas City Chiefs gets overshadowed. And that's exactly what happened. But I'll start there. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Bills. The Bills, seriously, man, you start out 9-0. And even though they started out 9-0 because the one dude dropped the ball and then rolled into the end zone, Bills fall on it. Bills fans are throwing each other through tables, losing their minds. I doubt anybody in that stadium or anybody who's a fan of the Kansas City Chiefs had any fear about the Buffalo Bills because the Chiefs have so many weapons. My gosh. Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, and then that guy, Tariq Hill, who is one of the fastest people that has ever played the game. He ran his 40 time when he was at the NFL Combine or whatever it was in like 4.25 seconds. He actually had talked about trying to compete for the 100-yard dash or whatever it is in the upcoming Olympics in Japan. He's also really good at being an asshole too, this Tariq Hill. In the NFL, you can get away with crazy shit if you're, to some extent, if you're a really, really good player. This son of a bitch, when he played at Oklahoma State, he attacked his significant other and was charged with assault and strangled her and all sorts of shit. He was kicked off the team. It was ugly. He played on some small, shitty school his final year before he comes into the NFL. And then there was an incident I think it was last year, maybe a year and a half ago, when he was accused of breaking the arm of his 3-year-old kid. By the way, when he strangled the girl, she was pregnant, and he punched her in the stomach, according to her. Holy shit. Well, this guy was caught in an audio recording threatening violence on her, and then the league didn't do shit about this. So this guy, Tariq Hill, he is a fucking idiot, okay? And I just had to keep it honest here and because he can do everything with a football except sign it. He is a stupid idiot who is who's probably going to get his eventually. But, my God, he's ridiculous. He gets the ball, and then it's like, holy shit, it's like you're playing a video game and he's controlled by something else. I don't know how the fuck this guy does this. Takes off like a bat out of hell. Holy crap. And so the Chiefs end up just, you could just get the sense that everything that Buffalo did, it's like they were rolling a boulder up a hill. They were able to move the ball, but it just seemed like it was sucking the life out of them. And though they tried to make it close at the end there, it in my opinion, wasn't really that close. Chiefs, they go on to their second straight Super Bowl. In fact, this is here's some clips for you. This is Patrick Mahomes joking about how many Super Bowls Brady's played in.
I mean, the Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity.
I love that guy. By the way, Patrick Mahomes' brother, I forget his name, is a TikTok star. He's got like hundreds of thousands of people who follows him on TikTok. He's a younger brother. He's like 20. And this TikTok is probably one of the most useless TikTok things I've ever seen, because all this kid does is dress in like really weird clothing and dance. All he does is dance in a stupid video, which is all anybody does on TikTok. All right. This is KC defensive end Frank Clark with a funny reply about playing Tom Brady.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his ass on Sunday in the Super Bowl. Nah, I ain't got nothing to say to him. I'll see his ass on Sunday in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. All right. Then I was so happy to see. And, you know, I know Throat Slash Dale is not happy with this. But how great was that to see Aaron Rodgers and the Packers lose? I cannot stand them. Oh, and Rodgers, oh, God, I'm just so happy. And I am only basing this on the fact that he, for so long, has been so good. And I guess he's only like 1-4 in championship games. I was surprised at that. I thought he was like much more prolific. But I don't know what it is about Rodgers. I think it's the escapability of him. I don't know what it is about the Packers. I just don't like them at all. I don't like them. I don't like their stupid uniforms. I don't like their ugly helmet. I don't like their stupid stadium. I don't like Vince Lombardi. I don't like their ugly fucking fans. I don't like the state of Wisconsin. Fuck them and fuck you. Yes, thank God Tom Brady marches in there and destroys you. Ugh. When Brady dropped that ball in from out of the heavens right before the end of the half, I was like, yes, it's over. It's over. This game is over. But the Pack came back, and that actually kind of sucked a little bit of life out of me. But thank God they freaking held on. And then the fact that Brady threw three picks in the second half, I was like, well, they're going to lose this game. And this is going to be just, I'm going to be all pissed off all Monday, all Tuesday, because, and then, you know, I'm going to be just bumming because of the fact that Green Bay is going to the Super Bowl. I'm just so happy that I don't care who it is, as long as it's not freaking Aaron Rodgers. I cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. Son of smug, son of a bitch on the State Farm commercial. Oh, God, does he piss me off. And Brady, the fact that at 43 years old, performing the way he does, he's taking on a guy, a quarterback who's like 20 years younger than him. Son of a gun. Here we go. Tom Brady on his seventh Super Bowl.
Go on the road and win another road playoff game is just a great achievement. You know, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history.
That's right.
Puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing.
Whew. Man. I watched every second of those games. It was absolutely fantastic. We are talking about February 7th, Sunday, February 7th, 6:30 p.m., Kansas City at Tampa. There is no way in hell Tampa is going to have any chance in this game. Take KC, give the points. I don't know what the line is right now. What is the line on the Super Bowl this year? Okay. As of, let's see. What are the odds? I don't even know. No, I don't want to see Chiefs versus 49ers. Super Bowl odds. They begin the two-week countdown to the game as a 3.5. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are a 3.5-point underdog as of right now. So here in Michigan, they just started. You can just pick up your phone and make a bet on a sporting event. That's brand new, started Friday. And, man, you cannot turn around and not see advertising for this. I can only imagine the amount of money that exchanged hands with the fact that you can do this now. Just pick up your phone and make a bet. Unbelievable. I have not done that. And honestly, I just don't think I will. It's just never really been my thing. I feel bad when I lose $5 playing freaking video poker, which is usually a pretty fast process. I always feel like a fucking degenerate when I just lose $5. Holy crap. Okay. So the Super Bowl is set. I am stoked about that. Something else happened over the weekend that I'm interested in it only after the fact. Again, too damn cheap to spend the money on the UFC event over this past weekend. But a couple of things that I did see that stood out. There was an undercard where some dude made his debut, and he's kicking ass, and now he's like the top guy in the lightweight division. I have no idea who he is. Some dude, he beat somebody's ass, and then he climbed to the top of the fence in the octagon, at the top of the cage, climbed to the very top of it. So I don't know how high that is, 6 feet, 7 feet-ish. And then from there, he's so happy that he won, he jumped and did an absolute backflip and stuck the landing, landed on his feet, kind of tumbled a little bit. He was so happy. And all the while he was in the air, I thought, oh, my God, what a fucking moron. How risky is this? I mean, that much height, and somehow he landed on his feet and did not hurt himself in any way. Maybe that has to do with how much stress that they put on their legs to make their bones stronger. But can you imagine? The first thing I thought of was about 6 months ago when we had that guy who was in the backyard wrestling thing, and he jumped off like 1 foot of rope and from the turnbuckle, and both of his legs folded like a house of cards. Now, if you're that guy and you see the MMA guy jump off of the fence, you're like, oh, no. Oh, my God. PTSD. But no, nothing happened. And I, by the way, that guy who won the award, Muppety Flippity Leg Break of the Year, we never did get him his trophy. I think he's still walking with a cane. So that dude wins the one fight. I don't know who the hell he was. But he claims he's going to be the new King Dick, whatever, in MMA. I have no idea. I barely follow this. But I was intrigued by the fact that Conor McGregor is fighting, because that guy always draws a crowd. He's fighting a guy by the name of Dustin Poirier, who I always struggle with his name because it looks like Poirier. Dustin Poirier. Now, these two had fought before, like 6 months earlier, 6 years earlier, excuse me. And Conor McGregor had won that fight, but I guess this guy's really worked on his fight game. And so he wins. He fucking TKO'd Conor McGregor, which was weird to see him get the shit knocked out of him in that fight. Because in the fight, I guess, this was the second round TKO, McGregor kept getting kicked in his leg. He's got 1 foot forward as he's you know, boxing with the guy. And the dude would just kick him, like, in the calf. And when you see those, you don't really think that they're doing any damage, but they were. He kept kicking the shit out of the guy, out of McGregor's calf, which was just fucking him up. So at one point, you see he kicks McGregor. McGregor's like, ah, shit, fuck, that hurt, son of a bitch, man. It's like the worst Charlie horse you could ever possibly have. And so the leg he's losing a little bit of control with one of his sticks. And so just from the ground up, he starts like chopping away at him. And then before long, the rest of his attack kind of falls short, and Poirier just knocks the shit out of him, caught him with one right on the button and put McGregor right on his ass. And then that was it. That was it. These guys are just screaming. They're just yelling into microphones. That's Rogan and whoever else, man. They're just yelling at the top of their lungs. Oh, my God, fucking son of a bitch.
Are you kidding?
Nobody has any idea what anyone's saying.
My goodness.
I think I showed a little bit of counterboxing here. I know Max Holloway thinks he has the best boxing, but I got 2 wins over the kid. Nothing but respect to him. I'm a big fan, but I beat him twice. And I felt like I was boxing pretty well with Conor. He hit me with some good counter twos. We knew his timing on the counter two was some of the best in the game, but I
don't know what the hell that is.
Just don't give a fuck, man. I'm here to win.
Oh.
First off, I want to say Conor took this result very professionally over here.
Yeah, they're interviewing him right in the ring, like right after, and McGregor is standing right there, kind of like trying to recover.
Don't give a fuck, man. I'm here to win.
Yeah, and he actually walked up to Poirier after this comment and give him like a fist bump or something.
First off, I want to say Conor took this result very professionally over here. He's a pro, man, and nothing but respect. We're 1-1. Maybe we have to do it again, But I'm just happy, man. I'm happy in the place I am. Like I say over again, I'm happy with the man I see in the mirror. How that fight transpired.
It's hard to overrule me.
Okay, so McGregor, I've never really heard this guy actually speak candidly. Only time I've ever heard McGregor speak is when he's talking shit or like enraged, throwing something at a bus or something like that. So I've never really heard him speak candidly. He's a little tough to understand.
How that fight transpired.
It's hard to overcome in activity over long periods of time, and that's just there. It was, the leg kicks were good. That low calf kick was very good. The leg was dead, and then just wasn't as comfortable as I needed to be. It's the inactivity, and that's it. But Dustin's has some fire. And
on in the next few months.
Of course, I need activity, guys. Come on. You don't get away with being inactive in this business, and that's the way it is. So I'll take me licks and... I'm good, man, John. To be honest, I'm good. I put so much work in. Well done, Dustin. Right, well, 1-1. Good man.
Wow. Yeah. So these guys settle it. So as Poirier said, perhaps a third fight one of these days. When this all settles, we should have a big watch party. You know what my problem is, though? Honestly, I'm triggered. I'm such a pussy. I'm triggered. When these guys, when something happens, he gets knocked down, he can't really defend himself. The moment where the other guy gets on top of him and starts punching the shit out of him, it's just brutal, son of a bitch. I'm just a little bit too much of a Nancy to even enjoy it like everybody else. I love the spectacle and I love the after party, but God, am I a wimp. Holy crap. Okay, now, look, you need to know this. I've got, first of all, let me just tell you this. Tag Accounting, 616-301-9516. Reach out to Troy. It's a reminder for you. TagCPA.net. Reach out to my friends at Tag Accounting to get your taxes done. Okay? We're getting to the point now where you've got to get on the phone or reach out to Troy at TagCPA.net and say, look, Zane sent me, and I want to get this done. Reach out to Troy Ginzer at Tag Accounting, tagcpa.net. While I'm at it, the Kent County Health Department reminds you that the COVID testing stations are active. You might have to wait a little bit. You must reach out to them and schedule an appointment when it comes to getting your vaccination 65 and older. All the details as to what's going on and the latest news is at accesskent.com/health. Concerning the coronavirus and getting your vaccination. Okay, I've got a brand new smell to contend with at the Eric Zane Show podcast household. When I get back from the dentist appointment, I'm going to tell you about that. Son of a gun. So there's that. And I've got a number of things that I want to play for you, including Duke basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski is getting asked the question by a school newspaper reporter, so a newbie in the journalism game. And Krzyzewski just slams this guy's face right into the table. Not literally, but my God, this is terrible. And if you remember Mickey Redmond, do you remember Mickey just the other day?
That is the best fucking power play the Detroit Red Wings have had in four games.
We're not even sure what Mickey said there. I think he said looking, but it sounded like effing. We're fucking, but, he did it again. And I actually heard it when it happened, on Friday. I'll play you that when we come back on a very rare split podcast for the Eric Zane Show podcast. Okay. I'm going to pause it right there and I'll be back after the dentist appointment. Okay. Thanks. Bye. And we're back. What a break we took. Okay, so there's a little bit of tartar buildup on your old pal Eric's teeth. Oh boy, yeah, that was a pain in the ass. That was a real struggle. I'm not gonna lie to you. This was a horrible experience. It started out rough at the dentist, and here's why. Okay, I just went through a process where I. Do you remember? I mean, it's been a very traumatic experience for us here at the Eric Zane Show podcast household when it comes to insurance. And I've been, oh God, it's just one thing after another. Coverage, no coverage. Coverage, no coverage. And then the last thing was dental. Now, I think this is partly my fault. Actually, I'm pretty sure it's all the way my fault. But at the last minute, it dawned on me that I was concerned about lack of coverage. That's the time when you don't want to think about whether or not you have insurance, is when you're actually going to the dentist, walking in the door. So today, I just had a bad feeling as I handed over the new dental card to the lady at the front, most important person in the whole building, not the lady who's going to clean your teeth or the guy. It's always a chick, though. Why is that? That whole industry of teeth cleaning is dominated by women. I have never seen a guy cleaning teeth, ever. Well, how come guys don't want to do that? But anyway, I go in there and I hand the card. And as I'm handing the card over, I just fear crept across my heart that this was going to be awkward. Something weird was going to happen. So then they go, okay, great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll just, enter this new information in. Why don't you go in with the young lady who's going to clean your teeth? I go, yeah, of course. Yeah. I go in there into the room where they do it. And I'm all bundled up. I got my scarf on and I take off my hat and my stupid mask and set the gear down, and then the lady who I handed the card to, she's now, I turn around and she's talking to the lady who's doing the cleaning, and I hear murmuring, and then I know she's talking about me, and I'm like, oh fuck, it's going down. And she's like, oh yeah, he's not coming up in the system. I don't think he's got insurance. I think this guy's a fucking schlep. he's a fucking loser. I'm like, oh my God, I can just feel it. And then they go, yeah, I don't know. We just checked this and it says, no, you don't have any insurance. Well, I thought I had this taken care of. Oh God. Well, why don't you just go ahead and, I think it was a moment of me to decide whether or not I want. Can you imagine if I said, well, I guess I'll just go home now because I'm a loser. And I go, okay, well, let me just do a little research and figure this out. And she goes, okay, go ahead. So I'm getting the cleaning and jumping ahead in the story. The dentist who I've known for years, Dr. Bitesplint, he comes walking up and he says, hey, I heard you don't have any insurance. I go, no, I have insurance. It's just I don't really know what is going on, but I do have insurance. And in the meantime, I've texted my agent and I go, dude, I'm here at the dentist. They say I don't have insurance. He has sent me a text that says, okay, again, you started this process late, which is my fault. So it's going to take a week or so for you to like show up in the system. I was like, that's ridiculous. We live in a day and an age where if I go online to Amazon and I buy something, it immediately shows up in my bank 1 second later that I have purchased something. How the fuck can it be where I pay for a service, this insurance, and when they hit the enter button, it should show up as coverage, you know? Yeah, you got to wait a handful of days for it to cycle through or some shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I go, okay. And then the doc comes up and goes, look, for me to get into your mouth, take a look and give you the exam, that's another $75 or whatever the price is. So just pay for the cleaning. And then we'll take care of the x-rays and the exam with me when your insurance kicks in. I go, fine, man. I'm all about it. Whatever it takes. Let me just get out of this awkward mess. This is such a shit show. So she's cleaning the teeth. And it had been an extra 6 months. If you've been putting off the dentist, for God's sake, get your ass in there, you big puss. That's going to come back to haunt No Filter Kevin. And I'll explain to you what I mean in a bit here. But she is man, it's an awful feeling. That whole scrapey deal, and you can just, it's not working. It's just taking forever. And you know, when she spends a little bit too much time in there, you're like, oh boy, it's bad. And there's a certain bit of equipment that they have nowadays that uses, a different technology that some of these spots where it's really, really bad, they don't need the scrapey. They can use like sonar to like bust it up or something like that. But for some reason, because of COVID, they can't. They got to keep the. So I'm sitting there and my mouth is open for way too long. Now, you ever have it where when they're in your mouth, you can tell that your gums are bleeding like crazy? You can just feel it. You can taste it. You can taste that the blood. It's awful. So I'm like, and I know for a fact that there's way too much liquid in my mouth, whether that is saliva, blood, or well, it, what just those two things, thank God. And so I'm like, now, have you ever like gleeked? Do you know what a gleek is? When like your mouth in a particular way, and through the salivary gland, it'll shoot out like a squirting orgasm. Right out of your mouth. Well, that happened. I gleeked, and it was spit and well, blood, frankly. This is horrible. And the gleek spit blood flew out of my mouth. Now she, thank God, she has a shield on, a plastic shield, and the gleek spit blood hit the shield and ran. It hit her right where her nose is, but hit the mask and just started running down like a fucking horror movie. Oh my God. And I'm like, oh shit. I go, and it just right on her. And she's like, oh, and I go, oh no. Oh my God. I'm so sorry. But my mouth is full. So I'm like, oh, and it's just like this slurry is just flying out of my face. And I'm like, oh God, give me the suction, Neil. Give me the suction. And she's like, oh, my shit, fucking asshole. She wipes it all off. Like, oh my God, what can this go any worse? This that has never ever happened to me, and I was so mortified. She finishes up the deal, and that was it. Nothing dramatic. And then what is it? They're in a really tough spot when they're cleaning your teeth, because it's, if they don't say anything to you, it might be taken as kind of weird, bad bedside manner, but she's asking me questions while she's it's like, hold on.
So, do you have any plans for this summer? Are you going to take any trips? Oh, yeah.
She can understand exactly. She like knows the language.
How are your grandkids? Oh, that's great. Oh my God, you fuck! What is that on me? Oh shit!
This is just a total abortion. So we're wrapping up, you know, and she's like,
okay, so, do you want a toothbrush?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to give you a toothbrush and some floss and some chapstick and put it all in a nice little pouch for you. How's the sound? That sounds awesome. Thank you so much. You did such a great job.
And she did. She did a really, really good job. I felt bad for her. Sorry that I gleeked on you, ma'am. Then I got to go walk up to the front again in the shameful area where I go, okay. She goes, so you think you have insurance? I go, no, I do have it. It's just what I was told is there's a backlog. I don't know. Blame COVID. It's all COVID's fault. I'll come back and get the exam from the doc and the x-ray. She goes, okay, great. We schedule that. And she goes, I tell you what, this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to wait a week and then bill this. Should be good then. I go, I hope so. If not, just call me and I'll pay you over the phone. Or if you want me to pay now, I'll pay now. I'm so embarrassed. I'm mortified by this. I'll pay you the whole thing right now and I can get reimbursed if it's too much trouble. One way or another, you're going to get paid. Okay, great. Holy crap. Get home, and I have a realization when I interact with the NFK, and if you don't know, I'm saying that for ease. No filter Kevin, my wife's brother, lives with us. He has neglected this for a long, long time. I am very, very concerned about the lady who has to do the tartar removal on the NFK, because I think it's actually his teeth are layering like when you cut a tree and you can see the rings. I think that's what you got going with the NFK's teeth right now. I think they're becoming giant teeth because of the amount of tartar that must be piling up on those bad boys. So I know it's been a long time. And one of the things, and I knew this going in, but this confirmed it when he goes, man, I hate the damn dentist. I go, yep. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I got news for you. Your sister already made you an appointment because he ain't going to do it. So Diane has to do it for him. And then she just kind of bosses him around. I ain't going. Fuck you, Kevin. Yes, you're going. You need to go to the dentist. I'm not. She always when they lived together, David and Kevin, this is something that would just like slip through the cracks all the time. But Diana, she's very, she takes care of her brother. So she's like, no, fuck you, Kevin. You're going to the dentist. I ain't going, Red. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. This is proof of how long it's been. And he says to me, he goes, wow, boy, man, I hate the damn dentist. I hate that son of a bitch, motherfucking shit. Fuck. And I go, well, yeah, it wasn't too bad. I know full well he's going to be going. I go, it's necessary. It's very important. You know, I mean, dentists can determine a lot of things that could lead, if you don't get taken care of, can lead to more health problems. Very important that you go to the dentist, Kevin. Yeah, man, I hate when they put that fluoride in there. And now what he's referring to, if you remember, there was a time when they would take like a thing shaped like your upper teeth and your lower teeth, almost like a shell, and squirt this fluoride goop into it. And then they push it up onto your teeth and down onto your bottom teeth, onto your upper and lower, and you'd have to sit there and let your teeth kind of soak in a fluoride treatment for extended time. That's old school. They don't do that anymore. There's different levels of treatment. That's obsolete, and it has been for years. So him talking about, man, I hate that. It gives you an idea of how long it's been since dude, the NFK, has been to the dentist. But and I go, they don't do that anymore. They've upgraded the how they do things. Oh, man, wow, shit, fuck, shit, son of a bitch. I hate that son of a bitch. Oh, my God. What a day. So, all right, that's where we sit after the big frickin' trip to the dentist. Damn it. That's a helpless feeling when you think, okay, wait a minute. I was told I have the coverage, but now here I am at the actual doctor. Ugh. I give myself credit, though. I didn't freak out. I didn't yell, didn't scream. I'm trying to remain calm. By the way, I started taking this new medicine for the anxiety. And, you know, I don't know what it is. It's not supposed to start working right away. Well, it says it could take a little bit of time before it builds up into your system and starts making you feel better. But I think, I don't know if it's because I took it before or if it's placebo or what, but it seems to have leveled me out to some degree. But there's also some side effects. I swear to God, one of the side effects of this medicine, I've talked about it before, is yawning. Now, I won't do it on the podcast because I'm sitting here talking, you know, whatever, doing my thing. But if you're just sitting there just minding your own business, all of a sudden you start yawning like an idiot. I'm like, so stupid. My God. And it also, there's a couple other side effects. And I experienced it last night when I woke up, oh, you know, at 3 a.m., wide a freaking wake. And I'm like, what just happened? It can do that to you. So I'm like, oh, that sucks. I'm not going to put up with that shit. All right, new smell around the Eric St. Joe podcast household. And I'm very, boy, tell you what. And a lot of this has to do with the NFK. As I've indicated, there's a real learning curve to living with the NFK. And part of that has to do with, I think most of the problem is brought on by his frickin' Hams Beer-sponsored shit howitzer that has caused numerous problems within our restrooms in the household. It was okay when it was limited. Well, it was never okay, but it was limited to one bathroom that was feeling the destructive force of the Hams Beer shit howitzer. And then, but the problem was that bathroom was in the very, very center of the household, just off of the kitchen. So it's not out of the question, as I indicated to you before, to be, you know, preparing food. And then you don't pay attention to him after he's walked into the bathroom right off the kitchen. It's kind of weird when you're sitting there making chili on the stove and you hear... So that's always terrible. But then he changed it up, and he's moved now to another bathroom, which now means there's two bathrooms that are getting the effects of the Hams Beer shit howitzer. Okay, so that's bad. Now, the latest thing is he's got a sore shoulder. Now, I don't know how the hell he could suffer some type of overuse injury, considering the fact that, you know, you're getting 14 to 16 hours of TV viewing a day, and the extent of the activity, I'm not shitting you, is getting up from that chair to go to the fridge to get more Hams beer or some Mugu Gai Pan or, I don't know, some Jimmy Dean sausage frozen scramble with bacon. That's about it, you know? So I don't know. All of a sudden, he's got an injury that, like, you know, Patrick Mahomes might get. So I'm very, very confused by the injury. You know, maybe it's the excessive Hams beer, raising of the beer to the mouth repeatedly. Perhaps it's the overuse from taking the Grizzly chewing tobacco and putting it between his teeth and gum. God knows it's not from cleaning the toilet. So there's that. But my man is in pain. So I'm like, I walk into the kitchen and I'm like, what the fuck? What is that? That's a smell I haven't smelled ever in this household. What is going on here? And so I go, well, okay, I don't want to ask. I want to find out on my own, because if I ask, it's going to lead to all sorts of drama, and I'm just going to avoid that. And then the puzzle pieces fit together an hour or so later when I walk into the kitchen, and his shirt is off, which is a problem. And he is, he's got a aerosol can of Icy Hot, and he's spraying it on the shoulder, and it's like right in the middle of the kitchen. And so it's just like, I'm like, oh God, are you serious? Why the fuck is this happening? So then it's like, oh, thank God Joe Martinez put the frickin' air scrubber in, or this would be here forever. But, yeah, and I'm like, dude, do you think maybe you could do that in the bathroom? Oh, yeah, sure, man. Fuck shit. Sorry, man. Fuck. Oh, my God. God bless the NFK. Speaking of saying whatever they want, Mickey Redmond, remember I played you this clip.
That is the best fucking power play the Detroit Red Wings have had in four games.
Here's the other night. I was watching the Red Wings on Friday. They lost to Chicago. They've been playing like shit lately. Mickey Redman, I caught him when he said it. I noticed that after he said this, that Ken Daniels, the play-by-play guy, said nothing afterwards as Mickey just blurted this one out.
Bertuzzi goes after it. Setcher's got that unique style of shooting. Given away, Larkin, all alone. And a save made by Lankin, and boy, bad giveaway there by Chicago.
Well, Zadorov was busy bitching at the referee because he thought he got high-sticked, hooked, and whatever else is going on. You certainly can find him. He's so dang big.
Mickey Redman is drunk. That is awesome. I love that. Oh, my God. Fantastic.
All alone. And a save made by Lankin. And boy, bad giveaway there by Chicago.
Well, Zadorov was busy bitching at the referee because he thought he got high-sticked, hooked, and whatever else is going on. You certainly can find him. He's so dang big.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much. He is so beloved. To me, Mickey Redman is approaching like Ernie Harwell status at this stage of the game. Okay, not so good as this moment that I saw in a press conference. I think Duke basketball, they just lost to somebody. Doesn't matter who. Okay? By the way, Andrea said, he said looking, not fucking. Yes, I know. I agree with you. I think he said looking as well. But it sure sounded like he said fucking. And now it just adds to the legend, so just go with it. But regarding Coach K of Duke, boy, I really didn't have an opinion one way or the other about this guy. But listen to this press conference. Listen to what he does in this press conference. I think Duke just lost to somebody. This is over the weekend. And it's typical Zoom type of press conference. And some young guy from the Duke newspaper, he's a student, gets his chance to ask Coach K a question. And Coach K knows he's from the student newspaper and lets him have it. Take a listen. Coach K doesn't like his question.
Hi, Coach. I'm just curious as to what the next step forward here is for the team as you guys move into another week of basketball.
Yeah, why don't we just evaluate this game? You know, I'm not into what our next step forward is right now. We just finished the hard-fought game. Yeah, I don't know if, like, when you, what's your major? What's your major at Duke? What's your hardest class?
Econ.
Okay. So say you just had the toughest econ test in the world. And when you walked out, somebody asked you, what's your next step? You see what I mean?
The bar.
You have some empathy and
listen to this guy.
Just give us time to evaluate game and then we'll figure out
try to do. Fuck you and fuck off, your stupid fucking basketball team, you asshole. That was a dumb comparison. Yeah, you just took your toughest test and someone says that. What are you going to do? Hang on, man. I got to evaluate what I just did. No, we're going to answer like a normal human being, you stupid asshole. What a dick. Screw you. Tell you what, he's giving him a... If this guy wants to go ahead for that line of work, he's giving him a good example of what he's going to have to deal with if he ever pursues that. Holy shit. Man, what an asshole. All right, hey, folks, I don't know if you caught it, but the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, we had a ball on Friday night. Son of a bitch. We had a lot of highlight moments. That was probably my favorite of all the podcasts that Ben and I have done together on Patreon. That was great. Oh, my God. And a really, really fun version of Bet on Ben, which we like to weave into the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Don't miss out on the next one. We'll be doing it this week again. I'll let you know when. It's either Thursday or Friday. It all depends on plans for the weekend. But nevertheless... five or 10 bucks a month if you just want to try it out. And if you like it, then you can transfer that to a full year and save 10%. If you don't like it, you can cancel it and then you're out $5 or $10. That's it. No big deal. But I deliver a ton of content on my Patreon, including the Lost Zane recordings and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Hey, I put a video out about a week and a half ago of Joe Martinez installing the Remy Halo, R-E-M-E, Remy Halo air scrubber. That is a light that gets installed inside of your furnace and air conditioning system. So the blower's sitting there pushing all the air through, you know, the warm air, the cold air throughout your home. That air passes over the light. The light then destroys viruses, pollen, dust, mold, mildew, bacteria, all these gross germs, pet dander. It all is zapped. It's like a microscopic bug zapper. You don't believe me? Look it up. Look at the reviews and the science behind the Remy Halo. Especially in the winter when your home is all closed up. You don't want to be breathing terrible, friggin' icy hot barf air, dog poo infused air molecules. You want something that you want to be breathing clean air. Remy Halo has that, and Joe installs the damn thing. It's $750 for non-Zane Show listeners. Mention me, get $100 off. 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. All right, it's crazy. I was in a great mood to start the podcast. On the early one, but now I don't know what it is, but I feel like I got even more energy after I got my teeth cleaned. What is going on? I want to encourage you to check out F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. If you are in that neck of the woods in Kent County, Grand Rapids area, consider working at F45, working out, I should say, at F45. Try it for a week for free. No obligation. Just sign up. Say, here we go. 1 week. The letter F, the number 4, the number 5, training.com/Byron Center. Fill out a little bit of information. Try it out for a week. We're in the spot in Michigan right now where we can work out as a group. It is safe to do so. We've been given the green light. You never know when that's going to change. I understand. But right now, good to go at F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. Even when there was restrictions on group training, they were able to still accommodate their members through more of an individualized program by keeping people within specific areas so that they didn't interact, basically being socially distant. Well done to my friends at F45 in Byron Center, Michigan. F45training.com/Byron Center. All right. The Mega Millions has been won. Someone won the Mega Millions, and it was someone here in the great state of Michigan. It is only the third time someone has won from the state of Michigan in the Mega Millions, as I understand it. Maybe I'm getting that wrong. The winning numbers 4, 26, 42, 50, 60. Mega Ball is 24. I did buy a ticket. No, I didn't. I bought a Powerball ticket earlier in the week, and I got zero numbers. None. It was a Kroger store in Novi, Michigan. Someone in Michigan woke up to life-changing news this morning, said Kroger, Michigan, congratulations. Congratulates the newest Michigan multimillionaire. When it was all said and done, the amount of money won was $1.05 billion. My God. One ticket won that. Oh, my God. I can't even begin to think how much that would screw me up. And the person has not yet come forward. They're on the clock. They have 365 days from the drawing to get it done. But can you imagine if they didn't claim it? Because that happens, you know. That actually has happened where people haven't known that they've won or they lost the stupid ticket. But it seems weird, doesn't it, that the only way in this day and age that they sell you the ticket and that little paper ticket is the only record of this, so that if you lose it, you are screwed. Is that not unbelievable? Can you imagine if you lost the ticket? That's as bad as Bitcoin guy. If Bitcoin guy can lose that much money and still survive, man, my God, I don't know how people do that. Let's see. Only two lottery prizes in the U.S. have been larger than Friday's jackpot. Three tickets sold for a $1.586 billion Powerball jackpot in January of 2016. One ticket sold for One ticket won $1.537 million. Wow. You know, it's crazy when after taxes, you'd still be looking at, you know, $700 million lump sum and after taxes, free and clear, $700 million. What the fuck would you do? All you have to, even if you put that all in the bank, it'd be impossible to blow it all. Well, I guess it's not impossible to blow it all. But even if you just put it in at the simple savings account, it would earn so much in interest. It would never be exhausted. My God. I don't know. I wonder if anybody's ever won that type of money and then just became a complete miser and wouldn't give a bit of it to anyone. Oh, my God. I would give it all away. I'm telling you, I would die with none of it. I'd take care of my family. And then the rest of it, my job would be giving it away. I'd have to have somebody help me do it, though. And I'd be worried about security of it all and security of my own well-being, you know. So I think that's the first thing I would do is make sure that I've got my own security taken care of. And then I would then be in the business of just giving it all away. Give it away, give it away, give it away. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Sorry, Kenny. Matt Stafford. Sorry to see you go, buddy, but your time is done. Let me just say that I like Matt Stafford. I thought he did a great job as quarterback of the Lions. He went to the team and said, hey, I think I'm going to call it a career here in Detroit. It was up to he brought it up to them. So, all right. Team is facilitating him. I think the Lions can get a pretty damn good amount of a haul for Matt Stafford. I don't know ultimately what the hell is going to happen. But, I don't know. I don't know shit about running a football team. I'll just take it as it comes. I'm just anxious to see how it's going to unfold and what team that guy's going to wind up on, you know, because he's pretty good. And some people were saying, oh, yeah, well, he can't win the big one. It's like, wait, hold on a second here. You got to understand. This is the shittiest of all the shitty teams with a great quarterback. Do you know how much more shitty they would be if they had a quarterback who wasn't as good as the quarterback they have now? They'd be a hell of a lot more shitty. The amount of games they win every year, which is only 3, 4, 5 a year every year, would be 0-1 every year had it not been for this guy. I don't know how hard it is to get that through people's skulls. People who think that Matt Stafford is the reason why the Lions suck tons of dick are just stupid. There's about a million other reasons. First and foremost, their defense sucks shit. The Lions haven't really done a great job of building that defense over the years. That's not Matt Stafford's fault. It doesn't help that they've been sidled with shitty coach after shitty coach. Well, I take it back. Jim Caldwell was a pretty good coach. He did the best with what he had, and I think that team was on the upswing with him. But then they said, no, that's not good enough. That's not good enough, man. We got to bring in this fat fuck with a pencil behind his ear, which, by the way, that dumbass wound up back in New England. He is now done. Or he is now back with New England, Matt Patricia. So, oh, well. All right, so Lions lose Matt Stafford. I'm anxious to see what they get for him. I'm hoping that they get a solid enough draft pick after the trade that maybe they'll be able to get. I mean, who knows? Maybe you draft a quarterback now. God knows. He just wasn't into biting kneecaps, apparently. There you go. So Matt Stafford is out. All right, I got a story that I want to cover with you. It's a lot of audio that goes with it, and it's surrounding a family here in Grand Rapids. But since we're about to talk about babies, I figured that since I forgot to do this earlier, I would give you Fern's baby tips for this date, of course, January 25th, 2021. Fern, take it away.
How I swaddle my 19-pound, 5-month-old. Step 1, put the baby on the swaddle. Step two, fold each side over and under the baby. Make sure you stretch. Grab each of the edges at the bottom and fold them up and around the baby. Stretch. I like to do a double knot because my baby is a squirmer. Now the most important step, add a bonnet. Voila, your very own living can of beans. Pose.
There you go. That's Fern's baby tips, ladies and gentlemen. You can find her on TikTok, Coming Up Fern, if you want to go down that rabbit hole. Okay, imagine this. There's a family here in West Michigan, husband and wife, and the wife gets cancer, and they still want to have babies, so they look to a surrogate. So egg sperm combination created, put into someone else. Right? I mean, we've heard about this a million times. Hell, Jackie Green did that from Gray and Green. Jackie Manvoice used to be known as Jackie Manvoice. She did that with a relative. No big deal, right? I had no idea this is true, but in Michigan, this is a problem, and you roll it. You're rolling the dice when you do that because a judge could very well just look at you and say, "No, this isn't your baby. This actually happened to this couple." Listen to this craziness. They did it locally on my TV station in town, Wood TV 8, and then one of the networks picked it up here. I think it was CBS actually picked it up.
In a bizarre legal case, a Michigan couple is being forced to adopt their own biological children after they were born through a surrogate. Jordan and Tammy Myers, twins, were born 2 weeks ago today, but two judges denied them the legal rights to the infants, what? Citing a decades-old anti-surrogacy law. Nikki Batiz has been looking at the very strange case. Nikki, good morning to you. This is just bizarre.
It's really bizarre, Tony. Good morning. Tammy and Jordan Meyer were hoping for a sibling for their two-year-old daughter when Tammy was diagnosed with breast cancer several years ago. Her medical treatment left her unable to go through another pregnancy. So the couple found a gestational surrogate to carry their biological child. But now, to get the legal rights to their two-week-old twins, they have to adopt them.
And initially, I thought I'm too young and there's no way it could be breast cancer. Mom.
Nearly 6 years ago, Tammy Myers learned she was in a battle for her life.
My first two questions for her were, how long do I have? And my second question was, can I have more children? Can I still have another baby?
Now, Tammy and her husband, Jordan, are facing a new fight, this time for the rights to their newborn twins. What? Tammy froze her eggs after her breast cancer diagnosis. She is doing better, and in 2019, she and her husband decided to grow their family. They turned to gestational surrogacy.
Did you ever think you would be in the situation you are, having to adopt your own two children?
We really, truly didn't believe that someone could hear the history and not give us rights.
Tammy and Jordan found their surrogate, Lauren Verm.
Isn't this something that should be where when you start the process, they go, all right, now we're in Michigan. This could be a problem. And actually, I take it back. I think that they did know the risks. I just remembered that part of it in this story, which is crazy that they carried through with it.
After posting on Facebook, Lauren, who is married with two children of her own, live nearby and volunteered to carry the Myers child for free.
I lost my dad to pancreatic cancer 11 years ago, and just I know what cancer can take away from you. And just to be able,
so that's the lady who's going to carry the baby,
to help
very nice,
bring that hope back to somebody, just really, really appealed to me and my husband.
Soon after, two of the Myers embryos were transferred to Lauren. They learned they were having twins.
Right.
The process was going well until the couple tried to get legal parental rights.
You were denied the pre-birth rights, and then also.
By the way, it's just crazy to me that they have to seek that out. I mean, to me, it's just all right. Hey, there's a baby boy and a baby girl. Congratulations! Here you go. I mean, in my mind, it should be that simple, right? I mean, it's. You just agreed to carry it. It's like fucking just sign on the dotted line and then that's the end of it.
So, Jordan, you were denied.
My rights as a father as well. Yeah.
Two
little manly vocal fry going on there.
Judges in Kent County, Michigan, dismissed the Myers' efforts to be named the legal parents. They cited Michigan's Surrogate Parenting Act of 1988, which states surrogacy contracts are void.
So these judges are punishing these people. They're saying, sorry, you can't get your kids.
Dismissed the Myers' efforts to be named the legal parents. They cited Michigan's Surrogate Parenting Act of 1988, which states surrogacy contracts are void and unenforceable. What? One judge wrote that there are genuine concerns about the 1988 Act, but those concerns are better left to the legislative and political arena.
I just sobbed. That's all that I could do. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense.
Ames and Ellison Myers were born January 11th, a few weeks premature. Their birth certificate names the surrogate Lauren and her husband as the parents.
Michigan law states that I am a married woman. And so, of course, my husband would be the father of my children, which they're not my children either.
Melissa Neckers is the Myers attorney. She said since 2005, there have been at least 72 cases in Michigan where judges have granted parents in similar situations pre-birth legal rights to their biological children.
There you go.
Did they understand the risk they faced based not?
They just said there have been 72 other cases where this has happened before. And the judge says, well, yeah. It was your egg, your sperm. Yes, she carried it. Take your baby home. So I don't know what the hell these two asshole judges are doing.
Not only on Michigan's law, but also that they had a stranger as a.
Hold on a second. I gotta back this up.
72 cases in Michigan where judges have granted parents in similar situations pre-birth legal rights to their biological children.
Did they understand the risk they faced based not only on Michigan's law, but also that they had a stranger as a gestational carrier?
They knew that there was risk, but they really believed that no judge would actually hear their story, which had so many additional layers of heartache and trauma that a judge wouldn't just want to do the right thing.
Only two other states have similar strict surrogacy laws, Nebraska and Louisiana.
Michigan would be the riskiest state to ever try and do a surrogacy contract.
Michigan family law attorney Barbara Homier said the Myers may have been able to avoid this if they went to another state.
It's also very expensive to go out of state, hire lawyers and find surrogates and do everything else, right, to go out of state.
Do you think the law in Michigan needs to be updated?
Yeah, I do. Since they legalized gay marriage, too, this is a much bigger issue. There are a lot of couples who want to have kids and they need to use surrogates to do that.
To adopt their children, the Myers will now have to go through months of home inspections, paperwork, and even an FBI background check. They're speaking out to help others.
We just want the law to be updated.
Our hope is that we will be the last family in Michigan in this situation where we are being denied our own biological children.
The Myers currently cannot get the twins on their health insurance.
Oh.
The babies are still in the newborn ICU, but they are doing well and will hopefully go home to their parents and big sister Corin soon. We reached out to a clerk for both judges, but we have not heard back.
Of course
Tony?
Not. Assholes.
Very strange. One thing after another. We'll
Asshole
see if the political
judge.
Arena picks it up. Nikki, thank you very much.
Whoever the hell did that, I don't know which judges are responsible for it, but what a crock of shit. I mean, why can't you look at previous cases? It just said there's been 72 in the past, however long it was, where they're like, yep, looks good to me. Why now are you suddenly planting your flag and saying, oh, yeah, no way, you can't have the baby. You don't get the parental rights. That makes no sense to me. What an absolute shit show that is. Asshole judge. God, I need to know who that is. Chris says it's Kent County, idiot judges. If anybody could get a name for me, I'd love to find out what judge is involved with this. Oh, man. Jeez. What a disastrous story, man. All right. Andrea says, that's BS. We didn't have to do that at all. It took 6 weeks because my dad was dying, so they sped it up. These people should have taken their babies home. Absolutely. Absolutely true. These poor people. Maybe the exposure on the story will help out. I don't know. But, man, unbelievable. I just can't get over that one. My God. All right, hey, I want you to reach out to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. If you are in the market for a mortgage, all right, it is never, ever been a better time to get one. And that is 100% true. Jeez, all you have to do is call 231-638-0200. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-638-0200. Reach out to Mario today. And if your credit is fantastic, that's fine. This will be an easy process. If you're new to the game, maybe you don't have credit, or maybe your credit is kind of in the dumper, he can help you as well. Not everyone can get one, but if you cannot, he can help those who cannot to change their scenarios so that they can. Get it? Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. And then, my friends over at Blue Frost IT, they want to know if your company needs a tech upgrade. If you're working in an environment that, I don't know, the routers stink, the computer's slow, the printer's a disaster, the hard drive keeps barfing, you need an upgrade. It starts with a complimentary consultation. After the discussion, all the equipment is ordered, and then the setup is worked on, and then it happens. Tech does have an end of life. You know, sometimes it has to do with software not being supported, and then that's just the beginning of your problems. Don't let this happen to your business. Blue Frost IT, if your tech is having an end-of-life experience, 616-200-8550, or reach out info@bluefrostit.com. They also do fixes for anybody who's got a computer at their home, desktop, laptop, whatever it may be, or they need any type of upgrade. I know with that laptop that I took to California for the Great Kidney Giveaway, that's a 10-year-old piece of equipment, and I had it upgraded and taken care of, and it works incredibly now. I replaced the hard drive with a solid-state hard drive, and that cost me just a few $100, and that computer is in tip-top shape. Blue Frost IT, online at bluefrostit.com, 616-200-8550. Reach out to them. Okay. All right. What is going on with you all? Looks to be, okay, I want to make sure you guys weren't fighting on the chat. And it looks like we got everything is up to speed. No one's fighting. I like that. Everybody's being friendly with each other. Okay? I don't want to have to cancel you. I'll just cut you loose on Facebook. Ow, my back. Oh, my leg. Oh, shit. Fuck, mate. Oh. Okay. So the passing of Hammer and Hank Aaron has brought to light something in and around the great city of Atlanta. I don't know if it's going to work out, but the Atlanta Braves baseball team, hot on the heels of in the NFL, we now have a football team known as the Washington Football Team, which is just a placeholder for their new name next year. It's come up again that the Atlanta Braves should consider changing their name. To me, kind of different, considering that Redskins is like a slur. I don't know if it's quite the same with Atlanta Braves. But it's a kind of all being brought up after the passing of Hank Aaron. Okay. So he passes away. And then right away, people are like, well, hey, we got to honor Hank Aaron. And most people are like, yeah, well, absolutely. You have like, I don't know, take the lower the flags to half staff, maybe have a big ceremony. The public, maybe a public viewing, something like that. Okay. In fact, he's the real home run king, in my opinion. That pain in the ass, Barry Bonds. He just used steroids. Screw that guy. Hammer and Hank, legend. So now there is, though, a proposal to change the name of the Atlanta Braves to honor Hank Aaron. And the idea they came up with sounds so damn stupid, It's embarrassing. And people are saying they want to change the name of the Atlanta Braves to the Atlanta Hammers. Oh, my God. No. What the fuck is wrong with you? But fans are saying, yeah, we got to honor Hank. No. You'd be better off calling them the Atlanta Hank Aarons than the Atlanta Hammers. I would have less of a problem with calling them the Atlanta Hank Aarons. And then they all, but, you know, like, I don't know, wear the same number, put on blackface. No, not that. That's a horrible idea. Only an idiot would think that. Don't cancel me. A change.org petition was created and says, we ask that team ownership, Liberty Media Corporation, and team executives, including Chairman Terry McGuirk, change the name of the Atlanta Braves to the Atlanta Hammers. I get out in front of this and I have a press conference. This is our response. No. The petition says not only does it honor an icon who represented our city with grace and dignity for more than half a century, it removes the stain on the city of having a team name that dishonors Native and Indigenous people. I don't think that dishonors Indigenous people like Redskins does. I'm not a Native American, but I mean, it's not a slur. So I don't think it is. I mean, if anybody is Native American, or if you have any opinion on this, is calling the team the Braves a slur? And it's getting the attention of people across the baseball community, including fellow Braves legend Dale Murphy, who said he loves the idea. Oh, man, I don't know. I don't agree with that at all. I think it sounds like shit. The Hammers? The Atlanta Hammers. No, because he wasn't known as the Hammer. He was known as Hammer and Hank. They didn't say, hey, Hammer. They'd say, hey, Hank. So I don't like this at all. How many idiots have signed this stupid petition? Let's see. Oh, 750 supporters. Well, this is stupid. Yeah, nobody gives a shit. Nah, forget it. It's going to stay the Braves. You gotta have it named after a slur in order to get it changed. That's my opinion. All right. That's going to do it. The divided version of the Eric Zane Show podcast. We've got Patreon coming up in a bit. I'll regroup and I'll get after that. We'll be right on schedule. Thank you for your patience getting me to the dentist today. I'll talk to you down the road. Thanks, folks. Bye-bye.